In the name of the Triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, let us yet quieten beside those words of God, which are in Paul's letter to the Romans, its third chapter, from verse
20, jakeeseen 20,
verse 21, until verse
26,
and the words are heard in Jesus' name.
Nyt Jumala on kuitenkin laista riippumatta tuonut
but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets.
Tämä Jumalan vanhurskaus
even the righteousness of God,
uskosta Jeesukseen,
which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all
kaikki,
and upon all
jotka
them
uskovat,
that believe.
Kaikki ovat samassa
for there is
asemassa.
No difference.
Sillä kaikki ovat
for all have
ja
sinned
ovat vailla
and come
Jumalan
short
kirkkautta.
Of the glory of God.
Mutta saavat hänen
being justified freely by his grace through the
Christus
redemption
Jeesus on
that is in Christ Jesus,
hänet Jumala on
whom
asettanut
God hath set forth to be a propitiation
hänen verensä
through faith in his blood
uskossa vastaanotettavaksi
to declare his righteousness
näin Jumala on osoittanut
for the remission of sins that are past
pitkämielisyydessään
through the forbearance of God
rankaisematta.
To declare, I say, at this
aikanamme,
time his righteousness
hän osoittaa vanhurskautensa,
that he might be just
itse
and the justifier of him
ja tekee
which believeth
sen,
in Jesus.
Joka uskoo Jeesukseen. Amen.
Amen.
Kuten hyvin tiedätte ja kuulitte, niin tämä
as you well know and have heard,
Paulin roomalaiskirjeen kohta puhuu
this
paljon
letter of Paul to the Romans speaks much of righteousness.
On sanottu, että Paulin roomalaiskirje on eräällä
tavalla tällainen to the Romans is
sanoa,
a kind of, can we say, a righteousness of faith primer.
Vanhurskaus on
righteousness
keskeinen ja
is
tärkeä asia.
An unspeakably central and important
liene
matter.
Niin, että näissäkin
I would
seuroissa jo joka,
suspect that even at these services that in every service there has been spoken about righteousness or righteousness of faith. And in this, can we say, language of faith, this word righteousness is very frequent. It must be important and noteworthy concept. For that reason, even in our temporal life, well, in our temporal life, perhaps we don't encounter this word. But in languages of religious nature, we do.
Puhujaveljet näihin seuroihin kutsutut puhujaveljet saivat tehtäväksi miettiä
the
tekstiä.
Brothers who have thought of texts for these services, I think
voisiko mahdollisesti tämä roomalaiskirjeen kohta olla sellainen
in this,
teksti, jonka äärelle voimme
pysähtyä. I thought myself that is this portion of Romans a text beside which we can pause? And particularly I thought of children and our youth, young children of God. If God so wills,
niin pysähdymme tämän
let us now stop beside this theme of righteousness and pray that God would open its importance and core to us for the strengthening of our faith and support.
Ensinnäkin vanhurskaus
first,
liittyy
righteousness is associated with this acceptability to God.
Jos puuttuu tuo vanhurskaus, josta Paavali tässä roomalaiskirjeessä puhutaan,
there is missing this righteousness which Paul speaks, which is called righteousness of faith, if this lacks, then we cannot be acceptable to God.
Mutta jokainen, joka omistaa
but everyone who owns in their heart as a gift of God this gift righteousness, he is acceptable to God.
Muita vaihtoehtoja ei ole
and there are no other options than these two
joko
options.
Sen either voi omistaa,
you can own this righteousness
ei
or you can are not owning it.
Sen vanhurskauden kautta, uskon kautta
either
voi
through this
Jumalalle,
righteousness, through faith, you are acceptable to God or you are not acceptable to God. There are no intermediate options or forms when we speak of it is either or.
Tämä yksinomaan jo tekee tästä vanhurskauskäsitteestä tavattoman merkittävän asian.
Owning righteousness a very remarkable, important matter. And for that reason, it is very important to pause beside this theme, and we have already heard much spoken of this in these services, and even in the services to come we will hear.
Se liittyy Jumalalle kelpaamiseen.
It is associated with being acceptable to God. Also, we can say
vanhurskaus on lahja.
Righteousness is a gift.
Lahja.
It is only a gift.
Ja niin kuin täällä tekstimme jakeessa 24 Paavali
and as our text in verse 24 Paul had written,
saavat lahjaksi vanhurskauden,
being justified freely by his grace,
hänen armostansa
we receive a gift, righteousness, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
Siis vanhurskaus on saatavissa
righteousness
ja omistettavissa ainoastaan
is able to be received and to be owned
lahjana.
Only as being given as a gift from God. And when it is a gift, then a person cannot with their own merits or works earn it.
Ei missään määrin omatoimisesti tai
no amount of one's own work or one's independent endeavors to earn righteousness are acceptable. Is it Psalm 43 that says in this way,
eivät kelpaa
a person's own works are not sufficient for earning or attaining righteousness, but it is only a gift or can only be a gift from God.
Ominaisuutena on myöskin sellainen, että
characteristic of righteousness is also this, that a person cannot in any way improve it by themselves when it is received as a gift and is owned through faith, then it is also preserved as a gift unto the end, and a person through their own works cannot improve upon it.
Aikamme uskonnoissakin
as in many of the current faiths of our time, there is this thought that a person can, through their own works,
ei ehkä kokonaan, mutta edes osittain
maybe not completely, but at least in a limited way can approach unto God or present something acceptable to God.
Ei ole luterilaisen
but this is not
uskon ymmärryksen ja meidän
the understanding of the Lutheran doctrine,
opetus.
Nor an understanding of our faith.
Vanhurskaus ei siis ole tällaista ihmisen
righteousness is not a mutual work between ourselves and God, but from beginning to end, it is only the work of God. This, that we have can own righteousness unto ourselves.
Se on kokonaan lahjaa, sitä se tarkoittaa.
It is a complete gift from God.
En tiedä, nuoret ja lapset,
I do not know,
tai aikuisetkin,
young youth, have you experienced as we elders have experienced, perhaps you have heard this podcast from Kuule, which speaks directly to this theme of righteousness, and there was open also this concept.
The
etymology of the word.
Voisimme ehkä ajatella,
we can perhaps think, as this podcast says,
tai kantasanat ovat vakaa ja hurskas.
So the roots of this word would be vaka, serious, and hurskas, or righteousness.
Kun Raamatun käännöksiä on mietitty, niin siinä
when we think of the translations of the Bible,
osin korvattu, ei kaikilta osin, mutta joissakin tapauksissa,
many portions have been replaced
sanalla oikea mielinen.
The word righteousness has been replaced with the word acceptable to God or with correct mindedness. This also contains those roots of righteousness.
Nämä sanat,
unblameable,
jo vähän is another word.
In some places, this background of righteousness is opened as in the previous brother's previous service, together with its translation into Swedish, there was this word for righteousness in Swedish, rättfärdig, which perhaps in Swedish is maybe a bit more descriptive than the English word righteousness. Perhaps through even our mind, we can get a better feel for this word in these different languages.
Oikea mielinen ja
correct mindedness and blamelessness are translations for this word as well.
Jumalasta on sanottu, että Jumala on
of God,
vanhurskas
it is
Jumala.
Said that he is a righteous
Jumalan
God.
Oma ominaisuus.
It is God's
ja
own characteristic.
Toimii vanhurskaana Jumala, niin hän toimii
and when
aina
God is a righteous God, he
absoluuttisen
always conducts himself absolutely
oikeassa.
In the correct way. He is always correct.
Tässä tekstissämme jakeessa 26
in our text, verse 26 even says that he is the justifier. He is a justifier.
Eli Jumala on vanhurskas. Ja kun Jumala on vanhurskas, niin hänen tekonsa ovat oikeamielisiä.
And when he is a justifier, his actions are correct, his judgments are according to
hän on
are correct
uskollinen.
And according to righteousness. He is faithful.
Hän auttaa hädässä olevaa.
He helps those who are in distress.
Tekoja.
He loves works
hän
that are righteous.
Syntiä.
He hates sin.
Hän on armollinen.
He is
ja
gracious.
Hän antaa synnit anteeksi.
And he forgives sins.
Tällainen on Jumala.
This
vanhurskas Jumala.
Is what the righteous God is like.
Seuroissa
even in these services,
Jumalan valtakunnan evankeliumia kuultu ja
this
julistettu
gospel of the kingdom of God has been heard and has been proclaimed.
Uskon kautta omistaa, ja
and you have been able to believe and own it unto yourself. And even at this moment, my dear brother and sister, you have permission in this service tent or remotely connected, you can securely own the gospel of God's kingdom unto yourself. Believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. These kinds of greetings the Heavenly Father, the righteous Heavenly Father, sends to his children, even as have already been sent abundantly in these services. And in our text, verse 24 speaks how this righteous God gives this grace freely through the redemption that is in Christ. Here is connected to this righteousness, this word grace.
Armo on erittäin keskeinen.
And grace
on eräällä tavalla ydin asia, voimme sanoa.
A central, can we say, a core word,
osalta,
a core concept
pelastava
in the theme of salvation and in saving faith.
Voi olla ilman
a saving faith
armoa
cannot be without the grace of God. Paul writes to the Ephesians of this, by grace are ye saved through faith. By grace you are saved through faith. Not of works, lest any man should boast.
Ja sitten tuossa samaisessa jakeessa,
and then in this same verse 24, Paul reminds,
kun Jumala on armostaan lahjaksi antanut meille tämän
when God has given us this grace by faith,
Jeesus on lunastanut meidät vapaiksi.
He says, because Christ has
eli
redeemed
Jeesuksen,
us.
Kristuksen
lunastus, in other words, the redemption work
asiaan
of Christ is associated with this theme
tavalla
in a central way. In the fifth chapter of Romans, Paul speaks of this same matter, that Christ has opened a way for us into this grace. Without the grace of God, we cannot
Kristuksen lunastus ja sovitus työ.
The atoning work of God of Jesus.
Jakeessa 25.
And then in verse 25,
Paavali edelleen jatkaa tämän
Paul yet continues
asian selittämistä sanoen, että
same matter
tämän
explaining
vapahtajan Jeesuksen Kristuksen
that this freedom
asettanut
of in Christ Jesus,
hän on asettanut sovintouhriksi.
He has
set
sanaa forth
hän on asettanut
to be a propitiation. In a old, another translation
uskon
in Finnish, it says he has
perässä
set him as a throne of grace through faith in
siis
his blood.
Kiinteällä tavalla tämä Jeesuksen,
in such
Kristuksen
a tight way,
lunastustyö
the
kytkeytyy myöskin tähän
atoning work of Jesus
joka liittyy
is tied
uskon
to this
vanhurskauteen
righteousness of faith.
Ja tästä evankeliumista on jo saarnattu näissäkin seuroissa.
And this gospel has already been proclaimed at these services. Many speaker brothers
have
referred to the book of Romans
siitä,
and to that portion
Jumalan
of Romans where Paul writes that the gospel of the kingdom of God, the forgiveness of sins, therein is the power of God.
Paavali muistuttaa siitä, että
and in that same portion Paul reminds us
that in the preaching of that gospel
that therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Dear brothers and sisters, it is a great question when being considered when we hear the proclamation of the gospel.
Olemme kokeneet sen monta kertaa.
It promises, as we have experienced many times,
syntien anteeksi
antamuksen. All sins are forgiven.
Rauhan, ilon ja vapauden.
It brings righteousness, peace, and joy to our heart and to our conscience.
Samalla pitää sisällään aivan kuin vakuutuksen siitä.
It also keeps this
tämän evankeliumin assurance sinä saat omistaa.
That as an owner of this gospel,
sitä vanhurskautta,
you can own that righteousness which is acceptable to the Heavenly Father through faith.
Näin Paavali myöhemmin roomalaiskirjeen 10.
So
luvussa
Paul
sitten sanookin,
writes että later to the Romans in the 10th chapter
uskolla me vanhurskaaksi tulemme.
That for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness.
Luther expounds on this.
And some brothers have already borrowed that alone through faith, alone through grace, alone through the merits of Christ. In other words, our Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, has redeemed us unto freedom. And I thought,
luomiskertomukseen, jossa
perhaps we could go, I could go with a few words into that work of creation, where also this,
tässä Paavalin tekstissä on
this
kysymys.
Text of Paul's sitä, niin is seen in the background, but first
esille sen näköalan, jonka Paavali
maybe
ensimmäisessä
we could
luvussa
hear about that perspective which Paul opens to the Ephesians when he writes
Jumalan työstä
of the work of God.
Näin, että
he writes
jo ennen maailman luomista
that before the creation of the world, God has chosen us in Christ Jesus to be holy and unreprovable in his sight. And to be partakers of Christ.
Näki hyväksi
in his love he saw good
meidät yhteyteensä omiksi lapsiksi
to call us his own children already in eternity for the sake of Christ.
Näin kaukaa voidaan aivan kuin hakea vauhtia
so long ago we can as if get some traction
or tässä found puhuu, nimittäin uskon
that righteousness of faith
sisällöstä,
which our text speaks of.
Vanhurskaus siihen liittyy, niin kuin tuossa
righteousness
edellä totesimme, kiinteällä tavalla sydämen usko
or is associated in a tight way with faith of the heart
Jumalan armo,
and in a tight way
se
to
lahja,
the grace of God. For it is a gift,
keskeisellä tavalla
and it is also associated
Kristuksen
directly with
kaikki
the
nämä ovat
atoning work of Christ. These are all as if packaged into one package
siitä,
which contains the righteousness of God
and taivaalliselle
and
isällä
answers this how
niin
we can be acceptable
puhimme,
to God as we spoke before
tämä, mitä
that
tässä
this
edellä todettiin
righteousness of faith
on Jumalan
encloses or compasses all these things
ja siinä Jumalan vanhurskaus ilmestyy
and this is where the righteousness of God is
tällä
revealed from faith
Paavali
to faith
opettaa.
This way, Paul teaches us of the power of the gospel and of the nature of the righteousness of faith.
Lyhyesti käymme läpi tuota.
And then let us shortly visit
paratiisi kertomusta.
This narrative or portion of the creation in paradise.
Sanoa eräänlainen perustamissopimus tästä sovitus- ja lunastustyöstä ja
we mentioned before that one of the foundational parts of this work of creation is the thought of eternity, that already before eternity all was already agreed to, as Paul also relates in the first chapter of Romans. And afterwards, God created this world.
He
created into this world and into time man. He created him in his own image. In the image of God created he him. And as a creation of God, this person was righteous and was acceptable to God. And this man, created by God, he heard the voice of God. He knew the will of God. He was righteous.
Jossakin teologisessa
in some theological
vanhurskautta on nimetty tai nimitetty alkuvanhurskaudeksi.
Situations this righteousness of faith is sometimes called beginning righteousness. Nonetheless,
tälläkin hetkellä on.
It is this it is in some ways that righteousness. It is the same righteousness we own today. It is a righteousness acceptable to God. But then what happened?
Ihminen, luotu ihminen,
the created man, he fell into sin, as we remember. And in that fall, this image of God was broken.
Ja tuossa syntiin lankeemuksessa, kun
and this fall into sin, when the image of God was broken, created man then also forfeited his gift righteousness.
Mutta hän myöskin, siis ihminen, ei tuossa tilanteessa niin kiennyt.
In that situation, he was not capable of himself to return back into union with God. There was no possibility. He had lost this unity. He did not, or could not, with his own strength return.
Jo ennen aikojen alkua,
but
niin kuin
when God had already, before time began, had prepared a righteousness, as we
niin
spoke
hän
earlier,
tehdä myöskin tämän ensimmäisen
so
ihmisparin
he also wished
itselleen
to make this first human
hän
pair again acceptable to himself. He wished to return them into that living unity
kanssa
with the Creator.
Ja miten se tapahtui?
And how did it happen?
Hän lahjoitti heille evankeliumin saarnan
gave them as a gift
kautta
the gift of the gospel sermon
saarnassa oli
and
niin kuin
a righteousness
siinä oli lupaus
as a gift
Kristuksen sovitustyöstä.
We remember
juuri siitä
in that the gospel contains or in God's visiting with them was a promise of a savior.
Eli tällä tavalla
in other words, in this way,
silloin auttoi
God at that time helped the first human couple
samalla tavalla Jumala
into unity with himself. And in a similar manner, God today helps an unbelieving person into his kingdom. From his kingdom is preached the gospel of of grace and forgiveness. He can open a listener's heart and he can clothe him with garments of righteousness.
Työ oli tässä aivan keskeinen ja ratkaisevan tärkeä.
Of Christ is
syntiin
a central matter here.
Korjata.
The fall into sin, what it brought, had to be corrected, and that correction was already determined in eternity. The Lord Jesus Christ must be born as a man upon earth in order to atone for our sins. He was born as a man of Virgin Mary, as we remember those events of Christmas. He lived a sinless life, and he took upon himself the sin debt of the whole world, and he suffered that punishment which God,
sen rangaistuksen, jonka isä eli Jumala oli synnille,
which God had intended as a punishment for sinners.
Jeesuksen osalta se merkitsi kuolemaa, ristin kuolemaa.
For Jesus, this meant the death of the cross as an atonement or sacrifice for the sins of all mankind. And in this way, he pacified the anger of God and redeemed man from the power of the enemy of souls. And with his resurrection, he also overcame the power of death. The Bible speaks of all this, and also this, our portion of Romans, how we have all sinned, not just Adam and Eve, but we all. And for that reason, we are on our behalf, we are without the brightness of God, but as a gift of grace righteousness, because Christ has redeemed us, he has given this gift righteousness. God has set him to be a propitiation for our sins, for the remission of sins that are past. This way, Paul pictures the redemption work of Christ in our text.
Ja Paavali erässä toisessa kohdassa, viidennessä luvussa, puhuu tästä samasta asiasta.
Another place, was it in the fifth chapter, speaks further, speaks of the fall of the first Adam and of the atonement of the second Adam. The first Adam, through him, sin came upon all people in this world.
Mutta tämän toisen Aadamin, joka on Herra
Jeesus
Kristus,
through this second Adam, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, this sin has been atoned, and a road to eternity, eternal life, has been opened.
Tässä on näköala siitä, mistä myös näissä seuroissa on puhuttu,
this perspective, which also has been heard at these services, service that when we speak of the first Adam and that portion we inherit, we receive through first Adam, and also we hear how the child of God is two portions, at the same time sinful and yet righteous. On our own behalf sinful, but on through the work of Christ righteous through faith.
Tuota vanhuskauden lahjaa, mutta myöskin sitä perisynnin taakkaa,
gift of righteousness, and also this burden of inherited sin, they are both carried within us.
Vaikka ihminen on syntinen,
and for that reason, though a person is a sinner at birth, because God's righteousness is presented or given as a gift, then these children are also acceptable to God through faith.
Jeesus itse vakuuttaa, että nämä
Jesus himself assures that these little children,
he uskovat minun päälleni.
They believe upon me.
Näin hän sanoo.
So he says,
kannattaa siis uskoa.
It pays therefore to believe.
Säilyttää tämä uskon lahja sydämellä.
And preserve this gift of faith in your heart.
Kysymys on niin tavattoman isosta
because
ja tärkeästä asiasta.
In question is such
kysymys on
a
siitä, että
very important matter.
Me kelpaamme taivaalliselle
the question
isälle.
Is of being acceptable to God.
In
the previous server, the brother mentioned how the will of God towards man is good and that man would one day inherit eternal life in heaven. And this eternal life can be owned through the gift righteousness given by God through faith.
Lahjan omistajana,
as an owner of this gift, you, my dear sister and brother, you can be making your journey today. Although on your behalf you often experience doubts and sins, nonetheless, of the grace of God, through the merits of Christ, through faith, you are acceptable unto the Heavenly Father. You have received as a gift already the garments of righteousness, these white raiments of Christ's righteousness, where among other places the Apostle John speaks in Revelations.
Taivas on kilvoituksen, uskon kilvoituksemme päämäärä.
Heaven is the goal of our journey of faith. And we can travel towards that destination with the power of the gospel. Even at this moment, brothers and sisters, here in the tent, as well as remotely or in the service yard, you can lift up your heart and believe all your sins forgiven, doubts forgiven, in Jesus' name and precious atoning blood. In Jesus' name, all sins are forgiven. And I also for myself ask, can I hear unto myself this same secure, comforting gospel? The congregation preaches forgiveness. So I desire to believe together with you. In Jesus' name, amen.